In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
You know, there are a lot of things in life that can be hard to do. However, it seems like there is nothing harder at times than to say, I was wrong. It takes a real humility to admit to another that you were wrong. Yet those words can have a great effect. They are words that unify, words that reconcile us, words that heal and bring peace. Today's parable of the prodigal son who left and squandered all that he had paints a clear picture of what life becomes when you cannot admit that you are wrong. And then how it can change your life when you do. We need to admit first to ourselves when we are wrong, and then to God and to others. And be quick to forgive when someone comes to you and says that they were wrong. Now this parable starts off with the telling of a father who had two sons. And one of his sons comes to him and basically says, give him. In this case, the son asks for a great deal. He says, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. Now, this is not just a way to kind of get this parable started. These words are very significant of what he is asking. Stop and think about what he is, in fact, asking. He says, Father, give me here and now what will be mine when you are gone. You know, I want to live my life. I don't want to wait. I want it now. I mean, it was true, I guess, of those back then, and how much does this reflect our modern world today? I want this or that now. I want to enjoy my life right now. And what is amazing is the father loves the son so much that he does give what he asked for. Then the young man decides to leave, go to a foreign country, and be able to live free, so to speak, of all previous constraints. He can now unreservedly do what he wants, follow an impulse. And he surrounds himself with new friends there, and probably becomes the center of everything with these friends because of his current wealth. But these new friends apparently exist only while he is rich, only insofar as they can share in his spendthrift living. Now, how do we know this? Because in the parable, it says after he uses up all his possessions with a prodigal, wasteful living, all his friends desert him. They have no need of him. And he might as well be dead. He's hungry, he's thirsty, he's cold, he's desolate, he's rejected. And the only thing he could find then to do is get with someone and help care for their swine. And these are considered by the Jews to be unclean and despised animals. And this just shows how and what utter desperation his life has become. But then, something changes. He thinks back to his father that he left, whom he had forsaken and forgotten. And he thinks back of how good his father was. He says, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and I am perishing here with hunger. And it begins a turning point in his life. And he says, what he thinks next is very significant, though. He goes even further and he says, I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me to be like one of your hired servants. His heart repented of the wrong he had done, and he realizes the consequences of that. He squandered everything that was given. He just hopes he can be like one of his hired servants. And he finally had come to the point that he could admit to himself, I was wrong. and to the person that wronged him and go to him and say, I was wrong. You know, one without the other is not enough. Take Judas, for example. He knew what he had done was wrong. He went out and hung himself because he knew it. He, I guess, admitted, but he didn't admit it to God. He didn't even come back and ask for forgiveness. His despair was so great. The prodigal son, on the other hand, turns back to his father. He goes to his father with a repentant heart. He knows his heart and his father's heart. He's a good man. He knows how well he treats his hired servants. That's all he was looking for at this point. He thinks, if he'll just treat me as good as a hired servant, I'll be okay. So he returns home. And the father is there constantly. It seems like every day must be looking for his son, because as he is coming, he sees him off in the distance. So does he wait for his son to come to him? No. His love is so strong, he runs out to meet his son and embrace him. And then the son begins the speech he had thought about, how he wanted to repent before his father. He says, Father, I have sinned against heaven in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And before he can even get any further about asking about being a hired hand there, he gets interrupted by the father. The father calls out the best robe. He puts it on him, and a ring in his hand, and sandals on his feet, and then orders the fatted calf to be killed for the return of his son, who had been lost, and he thought gone, and was now found. When we sin, and we realize we have sinned, and we realize I was wrong, the next step is not to give up in despair, but to turn again to our Father, who loves us so much. And we approach our Father with the same heart shown by this prodigal son. I have sinned before you. I'm not worthy to be called a member of your family. Because in and of ourselves, we are not worthy. Yet our Father in heaven, again and again, will stop, put on the robe of the righteousness on us. If we have a repentant heart, he places the ring of identification with his family in our hands. And he puts sandals on our feet to walk in the way of the light. This is how our Father in heaven treats us when we come to him with a sincere heart and say, I was wrong. Now, we're soon going to be in Lent. It's just around the corner. It is a time to examine ourselves. Perhaps a time for us to come to our senses about some things, like the prodigal son, to see where we have been wrong. Maybe you haven't gone to the extent of the prodigal son, but we have our own little turning away from God in things. Even little things are things we need to acknowledge with our Father. Not for the purpose of despairing. That's not the point. Not to be drugged down because of the misery of knowing I was wrong in what I did. But after realizing I was wrong, to wake up. Return home. Return to the Father and say, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. Both in the big things as well as the little things. And if we have wronged someone, and we realize that, we go back to them and say, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Our Father in heaven is such a loving Father who stands watch out of love for any of his that have wandered away, whether it's in a big way or a small way. And he is there waiting and ready to receive us with his loving forgiveness and his embracing heart. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.